Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here with your midweek catch-up. Today, as the state budget impasse continues, student teachers are missing out on a new stipend program. And as climate change makes storms stronger, are you ready for an emergency? It's Wednesday, October 15th. Let's get you up to date. We're starting with a statewide story from Harrisburg today. The 38-year-old man accused of firebombing the residence of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro in April has pleaded guilty. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
Governor Shapiro, speaking at a news conference, said he's grateful to have closure after learning Cody Ballmer will spend 25 to 50 years in prison as part of a plea deal. Charges range from attempted murder to terrorism. Shapiro and guests were asleep inside the Harrisburg home after celebrating Passover when Ballmer entered and threw beer bottles filled with gasoline into a dining room. Shapiro says the threat of violence remains with him.
I think it's important that in this time of rising political violence that none of us grow numb to it or accept this as the normal course of doing business for elected officials.
The governor's residence has undergone extensive security upgrades in the aftermath. I'm Tom Reese in Harrisburg.
Thanks, Tom. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Also in Harrisburg, state lawmakers have yet to agree on a state budget. That's left thousands of student teachers statewide without pay. The student teacher stipend, created with bipartisan support, is one of several higher education assistance programs in limbo as the state budget impasse continues. Jillian Forstad reports for WVIA.
Cassie Makita applied for the student teacher stipend within 2 hours of the application going online this spring. Makita is a senior at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, though this semester she's teaching full-time at Apollo Ridge Elementary in Armstrong County. Her student teaching placement is unpaid, and Makita was depending on the stipend to pay for groceries and gas.
I mean, like I said, I am definitely struggling. I didn't think I would be. I thought I would have been okay.
Lawmakers say they expect to allocate $30 million to the student teacher assistance program, but that money won't go out until budget negotiations are complete. In Pittsburgh, I'm Jillian Forstad.
We have more on how the state budget impasse has impacted local school districts at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit WVIA.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now for some weather-related news. As we've seen over the past few years, climate change is powering more intense hurricanes and increasing the risk of dangerous flooding. When a potent storm comes through, it's recommended to have an emergency go bag packed ahead of time if you need to evacuate. For WVIA, Sophia Schmidt has tips on how to make one.
Start with a sturdy, easy-to-carry bag or container. Then add the basics: water, lightweight, calorie-dense food like protein bars, essential medications, and a first aid kit. Pack a power bank to charge your phone and write down important phone numbers on paper in case your phone dies. Taylor Quinlan is a project manager for place-based initiatives with Philadelphia's Office of Sustainability. They recommend scanning important documents like your photo ID, the deed to your house, or your car title. Then store these scans in the cloud or on a flash drive in your go bag.
You never know when something could happen, and you don't want to get caught in a situation where you're suddenly having to think about what you need when you need it.
Experts recommend making a plan for where you'd go if you had to evacuate and talking it through with your whole family so everyone's on the same page. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt.
Thanks, Sophia. One last thing for you today. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from WBIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
Just as we slide out of summer and into fall, we head to York County, the birthplace of commercial ice cream production. According to state historical records, it was back in 1851 that a man named C. Jacob Fussell built a factory specifically to help use up the surplus milk and cream that came from nearby dairy farms. The factory was used to mass produce ice cream for commercial distribution in the United States, something that was possible only because the nearby Northern Central Railroad could move the product easily to Baltimore and surrounding areas. Fussell reportedly wanted to create a product that wasn't too expensive and easy for everyone to enjoy. He eventually moved his entire ice cream production to Baltimore, but by then, other farmers in York County had come up with ice cream operations too, a sweet treat with deep roots to the farms of Pennsylvania. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.